The Iowa Supreme Court has denied the appeal of a Lamar's man convicted of second-degree murder in the June 2016 stabbing death of his sister. The High Court denied a request for further review in the case of Thomas Bibler, who was convicted of killing Shannon Bowe and then sentenced up to 50 years in prison in February of 2019. A 37-year-old Bibler was determined to have been under the influence of a sleeping aid when he stabbed the 27-year-old Bowe to death outside her home in Lamar's. Bibler must serve a minimum of 70% of his 50-year sentence. One man is in custody and being charged with murder following a fatal stabbing on Sioux City's north side. Sioux City Police Chief Rex Miller says that officers responded to an assault at around 1 a.m. at the home located at 2103 Nebraska Street and found two victims who had been stabbed.
Upon arrival, officers found a 37-year-old male and 43-year-old female who had sustained multiple stab wounds. Both were transported to Mercy Medical Center by ambulance, where the male was pronounced deceased.
Officers found and arrested the suspect, 54-year-old Michael Anthony Landrum of Sioux City, walking about three blocks away an hour later. Landrum is charged with first-degree murder and willful injury. Detective Ryan Denny says that Landrum knew the people that he was accused of attacking.
Not random. These people did know each other. So the suspect and the two victims do know each other. Drugs and alcohol were a factor.
Landrum is being held in the Woodbury County Jail. The female victim is hospitalized with serious injuries. The names of both victims have not yet been released. It is the second murder of the year to take place in Sioux City. Both candidates seeking the position of congressman representing the U.S. 4th District of Iowa have said, if elected, they hope to be placed on the House Agriculture Committee. Republican Randy Feenstra of Hall and Democrat J.D. Shulton of Sioux City both know and understand the significance and importance of agriculture to the 4th District. Both candidates say that agriculture has been a familiar topic on the campaign trail.
So then it comes to agriculture, being number one or two in all the commodity markets. People understand how important it is to have a voice on the Agricultural Committee and making sure that we have fair trade. We've gone a long ways to fair trade. We surely don't want to capitulate and go back to what we had decades ago. So these are some of the key rock rib issues that are out there in Iowa right now.
Shulton says he is constantly asked about his stance on agriculture-related issues.
We need to stand up to the monopolies that are squeezing out our farmers. And in every industry, and you look at the hog industry, four companies control 70% of the market share, and one of them is from China. You look at the beef industry, and four companies control 85% of the market share. And when they have that much power, they get right. In the pandemic, we saw that the consumers are paying more than ever. The workers are getting the same amount they got paid when my family moved to Sioux City from Nevada in 1984. The packers down there are getting the same wages back then. And then the other part of it is they're squeezing the farmers, and farmers are having a heck of a time right now.
Both candidates are concerned about the low commodity prices paid to farmers and the troubled ethanol industry, with the EPA allowing waivers to petroleum refineries to not allow corn-based ethanol to be blended into gasoline.
Ethanol is such an important part of our agricultural community, and it gives a basis to our corn, and biodiesel gives a basis to our soybeans. And it's unfortunate what EPA Wheeler has done. I'm calling for his resignation. I think that we have to start over, and we have to make sure that we have somebody at the EPA that doesn't sign off on these waivers. I mean, right now, the law was passed that we are going to have 15 billion gallons of ethanol, and through the waivers, we lose 3 to 4 billion gallons, and that's not right. The law is the law, and you just can't have some agency trying to change that through a waiver system. So we have to fight like ever to keep ethanol vibrant. It's clean energy, and it's just something that's going to continue to grow in our society because it's clean, and it keeps us energy independent from the rest of the other countries that want to sell to us.
Nobody's even getting $3 corn around where I've been traveling, and met with a couple ethanol plants in that industry even before COVID and before people aren't driving as much. The margins there were really, really shrinking, and we've seen a lot of different plants go idle, and just it's tough. It's tough when we have administration and an EPA that is undercutting it and has picked big oil time and time again, and you see that there's another 50 plus those gap waivers that are still being talked about. That would just add on into how much billions of gallons that we've already lost. And so that means that there's more grain in the bin, and that means that prices are going to be suppressed. It's amazing how difficult and depressed an agriculture economy we have right now.
Both candidates, Feenstra and Shulton, agree that agriculture may play a big role in determining the outcome of this election. A local organization says it just wants to help veterans, and that's why they're holding a free will lunch today, Saturday, with the proceeds of that lunch to go to families of the 113th Cavalry who were recently deployed. The Legion Riders Motorcycle Club of Lamar's will be grilling hot dogs today. Doug Harms serves as the organization's vice president and explains the purpose for the lunch program.
Well, the Legion Riders, usually we get a lot of different donations throughout the year, and which helps out veterans, not just from Lamar's. We also are up in Sioux Falls to the Vets Hospital. We've donated up to them. We look out for our vet. That's the main thing that we're trying to do. And with this whole COVID breakout, I guess, if you want to say, there's just very little funds coming in. So the group decided, you know, let's try something different. So this is the first time we've tried just doing a little hot dog chips and some water proceed type thing, free will offering, and that money's, it helps out a little bit. Whatever we get will go back towards the vets that are out serving our country or in the hospital or become sick. We try to help them out in some way.
The Legion Riders will set up at the TCC Verizon store located at the junction of Highway 3 and Business Highway 75. Harm says that the group will be grilling those hot dogs between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today on Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to grill out right there. We're going to have a couple tables set up. Like I said, we don't know how this is all going to turn out. The Legion Riders will have our motorcycles there with the flags. People can look at those. Stockton Towing is going to have his big tow truck with his big American flag flying. So hopefully they come in and, you know, take a look at the bikes and meet some of the people that, you know, we're all, some of them are even vets themselves that are going to be there. So with their motorcycles, and maybe they'll step in and take a look at Verizon. Maybe they'll find something they need there too. So hopefully we'll be able to get to visit with some people and they can see exactly what we do or talk to us and get a little more about us.
As mentioned earlier, those proceeds will go to help families of the Charlie Company of the 113th Cavalry who were deployed for a year. A National Guard unit was deployed on June 1st.